and happy English.
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，欢迎你收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brett， 中文名字是德瑜。
Have you ever been very attracted to someone?
你曾经对某人感到非常有好感吗？
What is the right way to approach your attraction?
对这样的吸引或好感，你可以有怎么样正确的回应呢？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 7, verses 25 to 26 in the Bible.
我们今天的句子是在圣经箴言第七章25到26节。
Do not let your heart turn to the adulteress's ways, or stray into her paths. Many are the victims she has brought down. Her slain are a mighty throng. Proverbs Chapter 7, verses 25 to 26.
箴言七章二十五、二十六节说，你的心不可偏向淫妇的道，不要入她的迷途，因为被她伤害扑倒的不少，被她杀戮的而且甚多。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们来仔细了解一下今天这段经文的内容。
Do not let your heart turn to the adulteress's ways.
你的心不可偏向淫妇的道。
Adulteress.
Adulteress 就是淫妇。
Adulteress. A-D-U-L-T-E-R-E-S-S. Adulteress.
Adulteress 就是淫妇，淫荡的妇人。A-D-U-L-T-E-R-E-S-S, adulteress, 淫妇。所以这段经文说 do not, 就是不要 let your heart, 让你的心怎么样呢 turn to 就是转向什么 turn to the adulteress's ways, 转向淫妇的道路、adulteress's ways.
Or stray into her paths.
或者是不要入他的迷途。
Stray into, stray, S-T-R-A-Y, into, I-N-T-O.
Stray into 就是误入、误入哪个地方叫做 stray into, S-T-R-A-Y, 空格 I-N-T-O, stray into, 误入歧途的误入。Stray into her paths, 误入她的道路。
Paths, P-A-T-H-S, paths.
Paths, 就是道路或者是路途。P-A-T-H-S, paths.
Many are the victims.
因为被她伤害扑倒的不少。Many are the victims.
Victims, V-I-C,T-I-M-S, victims.
Victims 就是受害者 V-I-C-T-I-M-S, victims. Many are the victims, 就是受害者很多。
She has brought down.
She has brought down, 就是她所扑倒的，她所陷害的，这些受害者真的是很多。
Her slain.
Her slain 就是被杀害的 slain.
Slain, S-L-A-I-N, slain.
Slain 就是被杀害 S-L-A-I-N, slain. Her slain 就是被他杀戮的被他杀害的
Are a mighty throng.
很多叫做 are a mighty throng.
Mighty throng.M-I-G-H-T-Y, mighty. Throng, T-H-R-O-N-G, throng.
Mighty throng 就是众多很多的意思。Mighty, M-I-G-H-T-Y, 空格 T-H-R-O-N-G. Mighty throng 就是众多很多。所以英文圣经说 her slain, 被他杀戮的人被他杀害的人 are a mighty throng, 就是众多非常的多。
So let's read the scripture together.
好，我们现在跟着 Catherine 来读这段的经文。
Do not let your heart turn to the adulteress's ways or stray into her paths. Many are the victims.She has brought down. Her slain are a mighty throng. Proverbs chapter 7, verses 25 to 26.
箴言七章二十五、二十六节说，你的心不可偏向淫妇的道，不要入她的迷途，因为被她伤害扑倒的不少。被他杀戮的而且甚多。
Now let's have some sharing time.
好，我们现在进入我们分享的时间。
I'm young. I may have sexual desires. How can I control my impulses?
我们要思考的问题是，我是年轻人，我有性方面的欲望，我要怎样消除这样的冲动呢？
Sexual desire was created by God and is not wrong.
性方面的欲望是由上帝所创造的，它本身并不是什么错误。
God created it for his people to be enjoyed and is something that is good.
上帝创造了性是让人们可以享受而且这样的事情是好的。
However, it also has to be controlled.
然而性也必须要被好好的控制住。
We should not be ruled by our sexual desires.
我们不应该被性的欲望所控制。
If you are having a hard time controlling your desires, you should be humble and honest in admitting your weakness.
如果你对于控制你的性欲望很困难，你应该谦卑的而且诚实的来承认你有这方面的软弱。
Ask God to keep you out of temptation and try to focus on God's word.
我们可以向神祷告，求上帝使我们远离试探。并且我们要专注在上帝的话语上。
Sexual desire is God's blessing and is an essential part of a healthy and happy marriage.
性的欲望是上帝的祝福所有的，而且是健康的跟快乐的婚姻所非常重要的一部分。
So let's read today's scripture one more time.
我们再来读一次今天的主题经文。
Do not let your heart turn to the adulteress's ways or stray into her paths. Many are the victims she has brought down. Her slain are a mighty throng. Proverbs chapter 7, verses 25 to 26.
箴言七章二十五、二十六节说，你的心不可偏向淫妇的道，不要入她的迷途。因为被他伤害扑倒的不少，被他杀戮的而且甚多。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
Talk to you again soon.
我们下次再聊吧。